Thank you very much, Carol, and thank you, Irene, because I couldn't have done this without you. Well, I haven't done it yet, right? I have no relationships to disclose. This is basically a story about our community outreach clinic, and the story has evolved into something much larger. It seems to be evolving into an entity that encompasses a lot of the goals of the APHA as well as Healthy People 2010. When you look at the 10 indicators of Healthy People 2010, you can look at five of them and see that they relate to overweight and obesity. So in my opinion, and I'm sure in yours, most of these will relate to overweight and obesity. When we get down to tobacco and substance abuse, you will probably say, I'm not sure about that. But I said I'm going to tell a story. So the story goes like this. My patients are very underprivileged patients. My patients come from a very low SES, so they have to qualify to come into the clinic, and they don't have much money. They don't have much money at all. However, they do spend a substantial amount of money on tobacco and drugs, and I see that this is probably a possibility in the higher SES groups as well, because we're talking prescription medication. But to start out with, we had a survey objective to begin with and one that we wanted to work into. So we wanted to find out something about our population as to whether they are overweight and obese, and then how can we help them. We did a lifestyle survey. We calculated the BMI, and we looked at the amount of money they make. And as you can tell, none of them have won the lottery yet, although they do promise me they'll give me a percentage if they do get to that stage in their life. I don't know. They may not be telling me the truth. But even with the food card, Iowa offers a food card that will give you $140 a month for a single person. That lasts about 2 weeks. And the similar card for families lasts about 2 weeks, and it's gone. They don't have any more money. So when we look at our population, if you add the overweight and the obese together, we have 78%. That's very high. That's very shocking. But isn't it very shocking what's occurred nationwide? 68% nationwide, and way back in 2000, the Census Bureau projected this very accurately, step by step by step. They said this was going to happen, and it did. The other thing that was really interesting, do you believe you have a healthy diet? Yeah, I do. You know, but I'm a very big person. I've just recently lost some weight, but we're going into winter. I'll probably be a big person again because I have a healthy diet. I eat Oreos and drink milk before I go to bed at night. It tastes good, so that's healthy, you know? So here's what a lot of our patients do. They skip meals. I want to jump all the way to the bottom, though. 50% eat out regularly. Well, I've hung out in their neighborhood. What do we have? You know what we have. Exactly. I mean, you know, we have that. We have fast food chains. We have everything. Wendy's, Hardee's, McDonald's, Taco Bell, you name it. No supermarket in their neighborhood. I can walk down the block. Everyone's, hey, Doc, hi, Doc. You know, I'm a little scared to walk through some of the neighborhoods, but they're all my friends. You know, it's not a problem. You know, no supermarket. We do have gas station food, though. So as I hung out in the gas station, I could see that they would buy a pack of cigarettes or maybe a honey bun or something. You know, that's about it. So this was very encouraging. A lot of people want nutritional counseling and nutritional help. So this is a very positive aspect of the survey that we did. If we're able to achieve what we want to achieve, then we'll decrease these things that the APHA and other organizations are talking about. Decrease morbidity and mortality. Energy density. I need a way to explain to my patients what is energy density? And explain to myself as well, because I'm just a clinician. I'm not a public health person that talks about this a lot. So the bottom line is the number of calories per gram. And I want to tell my patients, how would you like to eat fewer calories but larger portions? How would you like to eat more but way less, you know? Okay, the causes we've pretty well covered. Lack of education, fast food restaurants, and so forth. And the goals are covered as well. Diet. Yell at me every time I say the word diet. I'll say it, but in my opinion, this stuff doesn't work. It doesn't work. Now, of course, if my stuff works, then what will I get? The Nobel Peace Prize or something? You know, I don't know, but I hope it works for a few people. I hope it works for me because I don't eat nutritionally. I don't exercise enough. I'm trying. What I want our interns to do is to help our patients plan their meal for the whole week. If they can plan the meal for the whole week, then we can survey what they're eating. We can also survey their exercise routine. We can give them pedometers, and we already have the pedometers. We have them. So we can make a game out of it, too. How many more steps did you walk this week? So we can have some fun with this. Or if, you know, all of our bad habits are really hard to break. Let's say I really want to eat this candy bar. I need to at least explain portion sizes. 230 calories for a portion size of 45 grams is not good. How about eating this junk food? It's better for you. Okay, 100 calories, 110 grams. You know, I want to be realistic, and now I want to be idealistic. If we eat this stuff, it's really good for us. If we say, make a casserole with a high water content, with more fruits. I couldn't eat that. With more vegetables, okay? Eat lean meats, you know, that sort of thing. This will fill you up, and it will be nutritious. Well, Doc, I'm going to eat chili. Fine. Throw in some carrots, you know? Let's cut the fat down just a little bit. You can go to Walmart for $2, buy a can of this stuff. There's actually a brand out there that's better than this. You have a brand that has 70 calories and 71 grams. Really nice brand out there. I forget what the brand is. Do you believe you get enough exercise? Most of our obese patients said no. They were honest. I say this to myself. What fits your busy schedule better, exercising 1 hour a day or being dead 24 hours a day? I gotta keep telling myself this, you know? So behavioral modification is the way to go, and pedometers is what I want to emphasize here because we can make a game out of it. And then the pyramid. All of you are familiar with this, probably more familiar with this than I am. But I want to start using this, letting our interns assist our patients fill this out. One of my patients did this. He called himself John Doe. He did a great job. Look at this. He checked the portion that says, I want to lose a little bit of weight instead of maintain weight. They gave him 2,800 calories a day that he could eat. Well, if I'm a researcher and I really want to look good, I'll put someone on 1,000 calories. They'll lose weight. But this is humane. He's got eggs down here to eat. no disrespect to the research community. But he has eggs to eat and mozzarella cheese for snacks. Here are the exercises that he's chosen. He will burn 1,246 calories if he does this. I think he's a little idealistic here. And then I like the smiley faces and the sad faces. When we can use this to explain, well, you didn't do too good here, but you did really good up here. So I think I like this. We can use this with the current technology that we have in place right now. It costs us nothing. We have the ability to do this. I like the seesaw too. You know, we can show this to the patient. We can say, well, this 100 calories too many per day is not quite where we want you, because in a year you'll gain 10 pounds, and you don't want to do that. But to reverse it, you can do this. 2,000 steps on your pedometer will burn 100. You eat 100 less calories, eat filling stuff, you know. Romaine lettuce costs the same as a loaf of bread now. Put some deli meat between, romaine lettuce, you know. It's amazing what you can do. So in a year, if you add that up, you've lost 13 pounds. And I have one patient that even has replaced extremities, and she's lost 13 pounds. And she's doing very well. We, of course, have new activity guidelines now as of this month, and they all reinforce what all of you have been reinforcing for years, and what I've just now, discovered is the fact that exercise will help prevent a lot of things. Conclusion, I've really covered it. I would like to use the menu planner. If we have to, we'll just read the nutrition fact labels. And that's the end of my show. And I thank you so much for inviting me here. It's been an honor.